Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Be Here Now. It's Friday, April 5th. I believe we have a new moon coming up. So it's been a crazy week. I'm so excited. And we just found out that Kim does not have a way in which to get onto the phone. So being that this is a radio show, she will not be joining us this week because of where she's at. Unfortunately, the reception is not working, and so it's just not happening. But that's okay. We always improvise. That's what happens. You know, spirit, anyone who knows, who works with spirit, knows that all the time things go crazy because it's never us in control. So so we'll just kind of go with it and see. But I always have stuff to talk about, and I know Tina does, so we'll just go with that. So Tina, how are you doing? How was your week?
I am doing well. I've had a fantastic week, a little crazy, but I'm glad it's Friday. I'm really happy it's Friday and the weekend's here, so...
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I was before we started the show, I told you I had a dream, what happened? And I'm telling you, I swear, it's funny. The other day, my mom was like, you know that Alison Dubois, like that show, you remind me of her. That is me. Like, I always have dreams like that. And I should have known. That's, I was like, I knew something was going to go a little awry, but it's all good. You know, it's so funny. I even had that experience in college where certain things happen and like spirit tips me off. So I have insider trading information or something when it comes to, so I should probably heed the warnings, you know, and versus, it's going to be okay. But anyway, it is going to be okay. So, so it's definitely been a crazy week. As you know, I was out last week and, I was, at the Permission to Be Powerful retreat. And I just have to say, like, wow, I still am just processing all of, I had, you know, when you go into something with no expectations, you just really are open to receiving and spirit, like has told, like, just, you know, I've surrendered everything to spirit, wherever they want me to go, I'm there. And so, wow. They do not disappoint whatsoever. It was amazing. I was blown away. I connected with such amazing souls. I feel like it was life changing on so many different levels. I didn't expect the energy to be so intense, like the people. It was, you know, and I don't think people realized when someone like with sensitivities and like, well, I don't think people realize that spirit, their loved ones, is literally a thought away, because every time somebody would maybe ask a question about their loved one or bring their energy into that space, immediately I felt their energy. And especially just, you know, the environment was ripe for spirit to come for, and they were there the entire time. So it's funny. I definitely had some times where I had to get away. I had to go outside. It was just so intense. I don't know. Have you ever experienced anything? I had never. I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like that.
No. And it's so exciting just to hear you talk about it, because I know that's on my bucket list one day. I'm going to do that. So I'm excited for you. It's listening to, and I can feel it just listening to you, how wonderful and exciting it was. And so that's awesome.
Yeah. It's there's moments in your life where things can't be undone, so to speak, and it's defining moments in your life. And I feel like that was definitely a defining moment in my life, that I felt like I had a greater sense of alignment to my purpose in this life and what I want to do. It definitely, you know, I'm dabbing in two sides of the world, right? I've got the muggle life and then I've got my spiritual life that, I understand the fact that we're, you know, just because we do spiritual work and we connect with spirit, we still have to live part of the human experience. We still have to make money to support our families. We still have to pay bills. You know what I mean? Trust me, if I could check out of that and just be in the space of spirit, that is where I would reside. But I recognize the fact that that's not an option. However, with that being said, I just, you can't, you know, you can quit your job, but you can't quit your passion. And that really resonated with me. And because of it, it just on such a deep level that I will do whatever it looks like. I'm here. I feel like I'm here to serve spirit, right? Like that, I feel like right. that is my mission. And that's why, you know, I go by the medium on a mission, because I genuinely mean that. Like, I am here to serve spirit, and my why is helping others. That's it. That's all. And whatever that looks like, and I'm trusting spirit, and I'm telling you, when you surrender to spirit and trust the process, you something will be created that's better than you can even envision. Like, again, I had no expectations, but it, if I had them, it would have exceeded it. I can't emphasize that enough for anyone who's going through anything or just life in general, where they feel like, what do I do? Oh my gosh. There is such power in surrendering, because you're telling the universe, I trust you. You're telling spirit, I trust you. Like you, you know, God, whatever nomenclature you prefer to use that serves you, you're putting that out there, and things just unfold in a way that are better than you could even imagine. Because and you know this, Tina, when we channel, we've got our right brain and left brain, right? Like, I don't know what techniques mm-hmm. you do to kind of keep on one side, but it sometimes, like, you can get into that left brain where you start to, like, analyze the message, but it's so important that we stay on the right side. Spirit is on the right side. They're on the right brain, right? They don't use that logical sense. Like, synchronicities, they're not logical. They just are, you know? It's fascinating. And so I've just learned that when you trust spirit, that it always turns out better than I literally could have ever imagined, because we try to frame it up and it's like, well, shit, that even worked out better than I would have thought. And so, I'm still processing, just because it's like every truth that spirit has told me, over the past, I mean, I'm just trying to think back as far as I can remember. It's like, I understand now that's all, like everything that, every word that was spoken, every truth that was like revealed, it was like, I get it. And, mm-hmm. it's like, it had already happened. And I don't know if you've cracked the code on the quantum physics and, you know, spirit. One of the first things when I started channeling said, I need to understand it. And I'm like, and so it seems easy, but it's a little bit harder than you think. Have you, like, cause you know, they'll take you out a certain, there's sometimes when I channel and I know it's already happened, because it's happened in another dimension. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very odd, but like, that's how I felt that whole time. Like, this has all been done before, and I'm just aligning in this physical life with what's already occurred. My heart is effing on fire right now. I'm starting to get really hot right now. The intensity of the understanding of what that is. And so, wow. Okay. I'm super excited. We're actually going to do, we're going to do it more. So it's going, you can't experience something as amazing as that and call it one and done. So, if that's what serves right now, then we're going to continue on. And so, I think we're looking to do June, beginning of June. So there'll be more information to come. So yeah. So whoever's listening.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I'll probably need a little bit of recoup, like that time frame to recoup from all the, like the amazing energies. And just when I get like, I need my fix again, it'll come. So yeah, I'm super excited. We were talking about doing San Diego. So I don't know, like, if you've been to San Diego, but like, okay, next to Hawaii, it's kind of like heaven on earth. So I'm just going to, it's like perfect. It's like, you know, you know, that movie Defending Your Life with Al Brooks or whatever. Anyway, like it's always 75, like it's always, it's always perfect. So that's where we're going to go. We're still, plans are underway, but it's just amazing the connections that everyone's made. I was just I was just blessed to be a part of it, just to be a witness, but to actually be a facilitator and partake, there are no words. So it's funny, when I pulled into the driveway, we drove out there, and that song by Green Day was playing, and it was actually my graduation from high school song, that's Something Unpredictable, But in the End It's Right. I hope you had the time of your life. I was like, you sure bet I did.
That's awesome.
It was just amazing. Yeah, so that's spirit, great. Like, you know, those little synchronicities. So anyway, so that's my story. But so, yeah, and I feel like I've up-leveled. I don't know what that means, but I just have a new appreciation and understanding, and like it's almost like I've looked spirit in the eye, and it's like I understand now, and we are one. So yeah. Anyway, so what about you? Like, what? We're gonna also. I don't know if you want to talk about the event that you were talking about.
So,
yeah, go for it.
So I've got so many things going on too. It's crazy, but you know, to the listeners. Heather, Michael, Christopher, myself are going to be doing an event. We just don't have a date yet. We're just, you know, kind of figuring out all the details. But we're going to be doing a gallery reading. And so once we get that set up, we'll be posting on Facebook and advertising that out. So we're super excited about that because it is my first. I don't know about you, Heather. It's my first gallery reading. So that's going to be – but I'm ready. I am so ready. So – going to be
yeah,
very exciting.
I know you are.
So, yeah, I can't wait. So that will be good. So as soon as I get that, you know, situated, I'll be advertising that out and sharing with everyone. So, you know, look for that on our Facebook pages and on the business pages as well. I know Heather's is Heather Filona Psychic Medium. You can just go ahead to her business page and like her business page. And I just created mine, so that is Messages of Comfort, and it's Tina Godin Psychic Medium, so you can find me on there too and like my page. So we'll be getting that in the works. The other thing that's coming up locally is I'm going to be doing an event. Again, the date is to be announced, and I'm getting a little bit closer to it, so I'm so excited, but I'm going to be teaching an intuition course, and it'll be my first teaching course here locally.
Yay.
I've done some online, so that's exciting. And I'm really looking forward to that. It's great. And I love the space that it's going to be held in. It's just very just quaint and small, and it's just really homey and cozy. And so I really, you know, just love that. I love that place anyways. I mean, I just absolutely love it there. So it's going to be great. And
yeah.
Then the other thing I have coming up is the World Summit with Lisa Williams. So I'm like, I can't believe this. So I'm so excited about that. Yeah. So that's 12 weeks. So that's going to be intensive, a lot of work. And then I fly out to LA at the end of September. And I have to do my one-on-one there with Colby Rebel. And, you know, just my testing, if you will. And and for certification. So that is, I'm like, oh my goodness. And I'm not a flyer. Like, I don't like to fly, but I'm, you know, I'm already
get used to it, girl.
Over it. You know, but you know, that's the thing. So it is what it is, but I am so excited.
Yeah.
So lots of things coming up. And it feels good. And as you said, you know, when you're with spirit on a daily basis, you're looking spirit in the eye, and it's just to do this work. I feel so blessed, and I'm so grateful. And I love, you know, helping people. And this is definitely what I've been meant, you know, my purpose and what I've meant to do. So, so it's exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's funny. I think we were just talking about that before, but like the vision board, you know, one of the things I set out was to do the gallery reading, and I did that. And, you know, what you were talking about, you know, it's, I don't know about you, but I in my day job, I do a lot of presentations for meetings, business meetings and whatnot. And I've never really felt comfortable or in my element. Like, I have that stage fright and a little bit, I guess you can say. And I kind of felt like I was nervous, like at the, like if I was going to in front of everyone at their retreat, I'm like, oh my God, there's 50 people. What am I going to do? But I step aside and I let spirit in, and it's gone. Like, I don't like, and once you understand that, it's like, it's not about me, it's about spirit. And so when I step aside, I let them go, and, I'm sure I get a few words in that I probably wish I wouldn't have said because everyone, you know, is like, oh, God. But I, in the end, just let them do it. And I don't, and that's where, again, it just further validated all that. This work that we're doing, it is a commitment to spirit. You know, there's, I know you, Tina, have been put in some positions where you're like, really? Like, do I have to do this? I don't want to do it. I mean, we all, like, go out of the comfort zone if you're going to help others. And so, you know, that's the biggest thing. It's like, I think anyone who does this work, I know, you know, you, that service to others, and you kind of like, okay, whatever that looks like. And that's what I committed. And so, like, sometimes that's getting on a plane when we don't want to have to get on a plane and, you know, getting in front of a bunch of people when I could just sit in my PJs and stay at home and, you know, be comfortable. So it definitely pushes, but I think it's, everyone, and it's not just mediums, right? It's anyone out there who's in a situation where, you know, growth occurs on the edge of your comfort zone. And so it's so important for us to remember that because, yeah, it's you will start to feel like a buoy just hanging out in the water and not going anywhere. And that becomes, you know, that's not comfortable either. But yeah, I'm so excited to do the collaboration with you and Michael. I've always jived with your guys' energy. And so it'll be interesting because I think we can do like a triple link. I absolutely, because it's funny. Like, I know when you tune into things, I get it too. And that's when you know, like, certain mediums are just aligned like that. It's like, yep, I see exactly. And so that's always kind of cool because that really taught me that spirit is so, it's so real. Like, it's not just in my head, because when we're as mediums, we see visions and we see these things. But the fact that you can see what I'm seeing and, like, it's not a physical object, like, what the heck? So that's kind of awesome, right? So I love it. Yeah, anyway, sure. So awesome. Well, all good things to come. I'm so excited. Yay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm excited for you too. It's awesome. It's awesome. And you have this glow about you. I got to tell you tonight, you really do, you know, you really do. And I'm looking at you going, oh, she's glowing. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. It's that spirit will do it to you, you know? And it's so, yeah, absolutely. So are you ready to jump into some calls?
I am ready.
And
yeah. All right. I am ready. Okay, let's see here. 256 is jumping out at me here. So. Okay, 256, you're on live. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Kimberly, Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, well, we got a Kimberly tonight, right?
I know, it's so funny.
That's funny how that worked out. Oh my gosh. So, so Kimberly, our guest on tonight was supposed to be Kimberly. So,
wow.
I don't know if you caught that. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, that's kind of cool because she was supposed to be on with us, but she didn't get cell phone service. So, ta-da! We got the other Kimberly.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Perfect. So, yeah. Awesome. So yeah. What can we help you with?
Yeah, I just, if you just like to give me a message from Spirit. I'd be happy with that.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Do you have a father figure that's crossed over?
Yes.
Okay. Cause he's coming forward, pretty strong, for you right now. And I feel like, was he a little bit of a planner or like he would be someone that kind of try to step in and like, let's do it this way or fix this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Give me advice. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because he's doing that right now. So he's just setting the scene of, like, letting me know that he's like, look. And I want to talk about I feel like I want to talk about some dynamics within the family right now. Is there a little bit of, like, dramatics going on in the family or what it feels like? And I don't know if it's, like, yeah, it just feels like this thing. I don't know if you have a brother or something, but I also feel like there might be a motherly influence.
I mean, it's no drama with us. I think there's something going on within his family, but he wouldn't talk to me about it. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Because I feel like, is there something where you kind of keep a distance or something from that? Like, why do I feel like there's like a little bit of...
You know, I've given advice about the situation he's going through right now at the very beginning, and he didn't agree with me, and that's why he wouldn't talk to me about it.
Okay. And this is your father,
yeah.
Is that correct? Okay. And your father's cross, though. Oh, okay, got it. I was like, wait, what? Okay, because got it. So your father has crossed, but your brother's still here, right? And your brother's the one that you've been talking to.
No, my father has not crossed either. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why am I getting, who is the father figure that's crossed? That's what I'm saying. I'm getting a father figure that's crossed.
Uncle.
Okay, so he was like a father figure to you then.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Because I'm like, they won't back down unless you hear what they're saying. So, okay, perfect. So he's acknowledging that. Okay, yeah, it's funny. He definitely is a little bit of a fix-it man. So I feel like he's someone who wants, he's kind of like trying to push you guys back together. I feel like there's a feeling of him wanting to push the families back together. And why would he be saying mama? Like, what's the mama? Like, I don't know if that's his mom or there's something with a mother, but he's saying mama.
His mom is in a nursing home.
Got it.
And I go and see her whenever I can. I'm really close to my grandmother, but that's probably why he's saying mama. She gets a visit from one of her sons every week, but the rest of them do not visit her like they should at all.
Yeah. There's going to be a change in that. I feel like there's going to be something. There's going to be a reason here, like, for you guys to visit, and I feel like there's going to be some things where there's going to be a change in the family dynamics. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. So. I say your father because he feels like a father. He's acting like he's a father. But he's kind of like he's making me feel like he was a father to many people. Like, I don't even know if there was like neighborhood kids where he would also be like a father figure to them, but he's acknowledging that.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's around strong. And so anyway, so he's just like, he's telling me that you're empathic as well. So you pick up on the energies of all of these things. And sometimes it frustrates you. You go from like having a stiff upper lip to just kind of bawling about it. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he's around you and he's saying it's going to get better. So just like there's going to be a shift that's occurring, and know that it's already like, there's just let it be. That's all I can say is let it be. It's what's meant to be. So yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
The first thing I was picking up on is, would you understand there being like a lack of work, or you're not working at the moment or something like that, and you have some concerns around work? Do you understand that?
No, I'm working.
You are working. But is there something with like your there's got to be something, because I'm getting the information that there is, like, you have a concern about work?
I don't have a concern about work. I did maybe a year ago.
Okay. And is there something with the month of February? Can you connect with the month of February? Would you understand that?
Yeah. That's when I got my first paycheck after about 7 months. Yeah.
Yay. Okay.
That's validation.
Would you understand the name Larry or Lawrence? Because I kept hearing Larry or something that sounds like Larry. Would you understand that?
That one of my most profound professors,
Larry.
That's
okay.
His name, okay. Lawrence. Actually,
wonderful.
Yeah,
Lawrence. Okay, because I wrote both down, Larry and Lawrence. It's like I said, Lawrence,
and
Larry.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love Dr. Drummond.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, has he crossed over? Or is he still here in the living?
I think he's still here. I haven't heard.
He's still here in the living.
So he's still here.
Okay. Because they're making. Okay. So the uncle energy. I'm not quite sure if I was linking into him. Would you understand? I just want to. You know. Would you understand? You know, Heather said like a father figure, but was there something with the month of July, like a birth date with your uncle in July? Would you understand that?
I don't know if that was his. Yes, it was. That's his birthday.
Okay. So I am linking in with him. I just wanted to be sure. Okay. So all this information is coming from your uncle. And so he's just validating. What this is just validation for you to let you know. you know, that he is with you, and that's, you know, just proof and just evidence that, you know, he is always by your side, okay? Because I know that that relationship is very important to you, and he's making me feel that because he's saying, you know, he's crossing his fingers like we were close type of thing. So he's just wanting to let you know that, okay? Wonderful. Yep. Yeah, so what a beautiful message from your uncle. I love that. So he just wanted to, you know, talk about the work situation, the month, February, July, the name Lawrence. So he's just putting it all together, and it's his. He's just saying, like, a big hello is what he's saying. He's showing me now with his hands moving in front. So it's a big hello for you. So, and he loves you very much, and he just blows kisses to you. So I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
Very, very heartwarming. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
That's awesome.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, thanks, Kimberly.
I'm just.
Oh, you getting something else right now?
One more thing. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm like, I could tell.
Would you understand that, Kimberly? Like, he just had to have like the last word. Like, he just wanted to say one more thing at the end of the sentence when someone was talking.
Indeed.
Okay. He's like, wait a minute. And I'm like, what? Tell her I love
That's
her
funny.
Very much.
That was his voicemail. I kept his voicemail right before he passed, and that's exactly what he said to me.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Amazing.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, lots of love to you, Kimberly.
Thank you. Y'all are amazing. On point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good
night.
Have a good
evening.
Have a good
too.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Oh my gosh, Tina, that's funny. So that's kind of like, I love that, like the double linking and like getting the same, like I love that. How it's funny how one, you know, you can get like one side of it and I get the other. That's amazing. So that's a little bit of a taste of what our little gallery reading will look like. So
awesome. I love it. Okay, so let's see here. I want to go to area code 216. Okay. Hi, 216. You're on live. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello, my name is Patricia. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Patricia. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. I'm, boy, I think you have several things. I am curious and wanting to understand and about my medium skills and gifts of past life. And I guess it has been revealed to me bit by bit for several years, and I'm just trying to, I've got a lot going on in my life. But I have not used those skills. And how it has been revealed to me when I have meditated is I've seen myself in past life situations where I had a different look altogether, different time period, and I was being accused of being a witch. And, you know, I was standing on the gallows and, you know, hung and all that, and then that sort of thing. But I want to really develop but understand my mediumship skills. And I want to be clear that if those are those skills, and I've been experiencing past life karmic stuff for the last 3 years or so, and it's Dark Night of the Soul, and it's been a lot overwhelming, and I'm really preparing myself as to my life's purpose and all that. And I'm not for sure if I'm to use my mediumship skills, but I am curious about it, or to find out if that's what they are. So could you help me?
Yeah. Do you want to go, Tina, or do you want me to jump in?
Yeah, I can start. Yeah, I can start, okay. Heather. Okay, so the first thing I'm picking up is there's like a it's psychic hits that you're getting. It's the first thing that I'm picking up because I just keep saying so seeing is what I'm seeing. See that you were seeing, if I'm making myself clear. So you're getting visuals, you're getting images. So that's just what spirit is letting me know. So you are very clairsentient as well. So you're picking up on feelings, you know, especially feelings of other people as well. So there's the clairsentience is the clear feeling, and the clairvoyance is the images that you're receiving as well. And so as I'm linking into your energy, that's what spirit is showing me. Now, here's the thing. So right now you feel overwhelmed by all of this. And you know, I think we all go through this as light workers. We all get overwhelmed, especially in the newness of everything. You know, I remember when I first, you know, started to understand what this was and what was happening, I was scared. And so I had a lot of fears. The first thing that I'm going to tell you is just, you know, set those fears aside and that self-doubt, number one, okay? Yes, you have to protect yourself, and yes, you have to put that, you know, white light around you. What I do feel for you is that, I know it feels to me, and if you can just, you know, validate this for me, you're a little worried about what others are going to think. Is that correct?
Not so much. I'm just trying to get clarity on it myself.
Because I feel that you, like, you're in the closet is what I'm shown, and that's why I'm going there with that.
For many reasons, not because I care what others think, but it's protecting myself.
Right, okay, so that's what I'm getting.
Here,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes, it's so toxic and, you know, a lot of psychic attacking. I should write a book because, I mean, it just, like I said, it's, so yeah, you know, protecting myself, and I mean, it's, and yes,
yeah,
spiritual growth, I get that, but everything wasn't my lesson, so anyway.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying, and that's why they're showing me that for you. You know, you know, one thing that I just keep hearing is your thoughts create your reality, and so if you're going to give into that lower vibrational energy and just keep thinking about that, you're going to attract that even more like a magnet. I know from personal experience when I first started out, I was very afraid because of my belief systems growing up. And so, you know, I had to really, just learn some information, gain some knowledge. And that's how I had to let that go because those were just conditioned belief systems. From years and years, and probably from past lives as well, coming into this incarnation. And so I carried that with me. Once I let go of those fears and once I let go of that conditioning, and surrendering to spirit, things really changed for me and things really opened up. And it is a beautiful feeling, and it's beautiful when your eyes are wide open and when you fully trust and surrender to spirit. That's just what I'm getting from spirit. It's more of a knowledge base for you as well. I'd like to see you, you know, learn a little bit more about that and, you know, about opening up and just try to let go of that fear. And I know that can be hard for some people, you know. So are you picking up anything, Heather?
Yeah. So, it's interesting when you were talking. So just to kind of – elaborate on what you just said, because I absolutely I feel like that's a common misconception, you know, where people feel like first of all, to be clear, we all have some sort of channeling ability, so call it whatever you want to call it, we all have that capability. To what extent, if you're going to become like a full-time medium, that's another thing. I think there's a lot of people even going to become mediums that are not necessarily like they're going to the classes. But I don't know that that's going to be their, like, end game, so to speak. I think at the end of the day, spirit will use you how they best see fit. But I think for you, in the space that you're in right now, I agree everything with what Tina was saying. Like attracts like. And if you have fear-based and lower-based thoughts of thinking that, like, okay, well, this everyone said that this would happen, and so you're bringing that energy into your space. You know, some people, when I sort of came out, there was the acknowledgement of the like, well, okay, well, be careful because there's you can attract the wrong spirits. Let me be very clear. There's a lot of people that aren't aware of any sort of channeling abilities, and they are attracting lower vibration spirits. It's your energy of what your thoughts bring about. Like, it's so true. And you just have a better understanding and discernment when you start to connect with spirit, because you understand what that looks like. So I feel like for you, you're definitely at the beginning of like trying to, I think we tend to want to kind of label it and say, well, what is this? But I would say for you to really trust the process and learn what the energy that's coming to you, you're going to, I don't know if you've already gotten them or not, but I feel like, are you starting to get physical sensations? Like, I want to put on your chest area as well. Do you understand that?
Could you repeat that again?
Are you getting any sort of physical sensations? Like sometimes where all of a sudden your chest, like you'll feel like this, like, it's almost like a momentary, like your breath's being taken away, or this feeling of like this on the chest area or breathing. Does that make sense?
No, I was diagnosed with asthma.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah.
And I have a health matter.
Yeah, that's part of it. I have asthma as well. I have asthma as well, and spirit takes my breath away all the time. I'm just saying. So sometimes sometimes they'll find their ways to get your attention, and I'm like, okay, that's way too much. Like you're standing too close to me right now. So, So that there's a lot of that that's physical. So I've had asthma for a long time, but I've noticed that as I develop and understand how to better work with spirit, I have less asthmatic issues because their energy is so intense that sometimes it will literally take your breath away. That is my experience. I don't know, Tina, if you have they're not doing it on purpose, but you have to understand you're connecting with an energy that is like so hot, like the vibration of spirit is so high, like that if you're connecting with the light energies, right? And our vibration is dense. It's much more dense. And so that it can be jarring to the system when your energy is merging or picking up on a higher vibration being. That's actually why I think some people that connect with lower vibrations, they don't even know sometimes they're doing it, because of the fact that it's a consistent vibration to what you're dealing with. So I know for me, I only want to connect with the light. So point being is I feel like you're really, this is the process that kind of you go through the doorway of understanding what your gifts are and what you're doing. I do see that there's going to be some things that you're doing to, do you have a connection with elderly? I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but there's something around like the feeling of like working with the elderly, maybe like a hospice or a nursing home situation. Why would that?
No, I don't. I know I have, and it's been told to me that I have the healing.
Yeah.
Some of my gifts are with healing. And so I've been wanting to, especially I've discovered sound healing, you know, the sound vibrations with the sound, crystal sound bowls, and I've been wanting to use it on myself personally, and also just to learn how to use that and incorporate that in using that with my life's purpose as well as with my music. But I don't, like I said, I keep to myself.
I just have to say, so just be open about it, but I see for some, I just want to say to you that the newly born and the dying, so to speak, are in the space of where there's no judgment. They lack judgment, you know, people nearing the end of their lives and children. It's a very safe space for you. And so I literally just see you sort of like there's something about a connection with elderly that you really sort of it just helps you align to a different purpose. I don't know if there's going to be something around healing, but I do see you opening up to that. But you're being able to do it with people that are in that space of receptivity without the sense of judgment. So I just feel like that's going to be a good space for you. I don't feel like it's tomorrow, but I feel like it's going to be coming into your space. But it's as you sort of learn and understand what you're going through. So just grasp as much information as you can, because it's
all right.
Welcome to the journey. It's a fun one. It takes you in twists and turns that you never quite expected, but it's very rewarding, more so than I can even speak to. So,
all right. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're so welcome.
That helps.
All right, and have a good evening.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. All right. The area code 650, you're on live. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on live.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. It didn't blink on my end, that's why. My question is, I am being pushed to move into stepping into a new life and let go of my old identity. And I don't have the pieces of the puzzles yet about the new that's coming. But it feels like I'm on the edge and so close. But what I want to ask is guidance on, I feel maybe there's a belief system in me that I really need to change so that I can start receiving. Because I feel like I am sabotaging myself for the new to come in a way. And I was hoping for some guidance on that.
Okay. What is your first name?
Oh, Lola. Sorry.
Lola. That's okay, Lola.
I didn't see it.
Okay. So, I just really don't understand what your question is. If you can just say it one more time for me, please.
Okay. So I feel like I'm being pushed to move into a new life and let go of my old identity. And I've been, you know, it's been a long process and I feel I'm really close, but there's part of me that sabotages this from coming in. And I am trying to understand if there's any belief system that I need to look into so that I can start receiving and step into the unknown without fear, in a way, with a trust, even if there's fear, like at least, you know, fully trusting the unknown.
Yeah. So hi, Lola, this is Heather. I was getting images when you were talking earlier, and it's funny, I got the reinvention card, like it just popped out. So like, yeah, not surprised. Why would I be getting, I feel like it might be more metaphor, but what it feels like there's something very, like, you know, when you start to sort of step into your divine feminine and own that space about yourself and that connection, like it's almost like I'm seeing like a belly dancer, like the whole, like really kind of getting into that. There's this feeling of like being able to really release that and step into your power and own that. It's interesting because I started getting all these images from the retreat that we just had, and I was like, holy shit, why am I getting all these? It feels like there's a lot, like, why would I be getting the connection from, like, a sensuality or, like, that just kind of stepping into the feminine? Do you understand that?
Maybe owning that part because I was the giver, not the receiver.
Yeah.
So, you know, being confident in myself and owning my feminine side and maybe accepting and receiving is what comes to my mind.
Yeah. So I understand. The biggest thing is, and this is interesting, I understand now, you know, I think sometimes as women we feel, and I'm making a generalized statement and I understand that, but I'm speaking on behalf of a woman myself and just generally who I connected with within the retreat. You know, we as women tend to feel like we have to play a certain role and we have to be the givers. We have to give all of ourselves and we have to give till we have nothing left. And when we feel we end up somewhat feeling left with nothing. And there's just, there's something very powerful in being able to declare, like, I am a woman, but I also have the balance of the yin and yang and the masculine aspects as well. The masculine aspects are more of like being more assertive, speaking your truth. And it sucks that it even has to be a masculine feminine, but you know, when spirit shows me, someone, I understand sometimes that I might be seeing a male that's actually a female, because I acknowledge the fact that that female is more of a domineering spirit. And so that's the masculine and feminine. A lot of mediums will get that reference. And so with you, I feel like it's being able to, you know, acknowledge you are a woman and being comfortable in that, but also being assertive and not apologizing for that. So I feel like for you, that's really important. And it's, there's something about like really sort of tuning into your, like the sensuality of who you are, not apologizing for that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that's, what comes to me also is like that part of me is, I think I've shut it down, and it's just more about focusing on my spirituality and like truly knowing myself and existing from a place of knowing. That's what has been my focus in the whole sensuality, all the other feminine stuff. I've been kind of away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I know you can't see this here, but, when we were at the retreat, Melanie did some amazing cards. She's from Hologan 1111, and this is actually what I was being shown, and it popped out, and it's a card of a woman in like a belly dancing outfit, and it's sacred dance and movement. And, I think there's, to be able to get into any specific belief systems, I think that would take a little bit longer, because I feel like there's a belief system that's created by sort of that dynamic with men. I don't know what you're getting, Tina, but there's something about like the role of really owning that space and not really having any fear around that. So I don't know what you're getting.
Yeah. I mean, I just kept getting a few words, you know, submissive. I just felt like submissive energy around Lola, you know, kind of like, you know, just really submissive. And probably because I think that what it feels like to me is how she was raised. And so the model of her mom, would that be correct, Lola, in saying that? Like just the way that the family dynamic was growing up. And so would you understand that?
Submissive in a way, especially, no, I mean, I'm not, my mom is not like that too, you know. Probably that's one thing, that's the opposite of me. I'm not submissive at all. I may be gentle, but I tend to be the boss. I like
because the
control.
Funny thing is that don't say anything else, because the second thing that I was getting was about stepping into your power. And so there's like this, and it's a balance is what I was being shown. And so there's one end that's submissive and one end stepping into your power, okay? And so one can be too much, and one can, you know, and then the submissive part, if you're too submissive, that could, you know, that's not full, you know, balance, being in balance as well, or too much stepping in your power. So that's what I'm being shown. So it's telling you, what it's telling me is that you've got to get into the middle of that seesaw that I'm seeing and, you know, find that balance within yourself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because you could go, but I am picking up on something that you were, because that's what spirit's showing me, is you as a little girl, I don't know if your mom was submissive or something, because I am getting that. And so like you learned, in the family dynamic, but it's like, as you said, you're opposite. So that makes sense to me now. But yeah, I mean, I think if you can work on that part of yourself, and just standing in your power and then knowing who you are, you know, I just think it's just a push for you, because I'm seeing spirit just kind of pushing you in the right direction. And that's what they're showing me. So I hope that helps.
Yeah. I mean, that has been the theme, is to be myself and own myself in a way.
Very good.
And I would say with that, that owning of both sides of that, because I'm jiving with you, Tina, like that balance there. That's, I keep getting that, this feeling of like, who am I or who am I supposed to be? And so when spirit puts me in that place of feeling confused, it's because I'm connecting with the individual, or the feeling of like, okay, well, I've got that domineering and I want to be in that space, but sometimes I feel like I'm in this space. So you take whatever serves for you, but that's the energy. And that's why we're getting that sort of, it's being in harmony with oneself and with who you are, and not apologizing for that. I feel like that's important. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you might be direct, because let me be clear, I'm very direct, but there's a lot of times where I feel bad because I might be speaking my truth. And that's been a journey for me a lot. And so it's one thing to say it, but it's one thing to say it and don't apologize. And that is what you need to hear. I think that's really important.
Right.
For you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think this last part nailed it, because, you know, yeah. I like to speak my truth, but then I go back and beat up myself because
mm-hmm.
maybe
right.
I was wrong, or how did they feel, you know? So
yep.
it's just,
yeah,
for me,
absolutely.
It's so easy to pick up like how they react and how they feel. So I end up speaking my truth, but I end up destroying myself and going down the rabbit hole and, oh my gosh, I'm a bad person place, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm mm-hmm. my hands raised. I totally resonate, and you have mm-hmm. to just, you know, you have to just be, and that was the biggest thing I learned from this retreat, if I'm being honest. Like, that was, it would really hit me that it's like, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm going to speak I have to honor who I am and my truth. And it's not going to, I'm not suitable for all audiences. I'm not going to be, you know, favored by some people, but I don't care. I'm serving spirit. It is what it is. People, the human experience is to judge. That is what we do. It's discernment. It's a safety mechanism. And so you do what you do, and just, it is what it is. We're all learning and growing. You're not going to ever say anything that's going to drag anyone away. And if it does, it wasn't meant to be. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But how do you differentiate? Because sometimes, like, I like to step back and then think, what is it in me that attracted this experience in my life? So maybe I have a shadow
because you need
side
to learn
too, that I
that.
Need to look
that,
at.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to interrupt, but the reason why you're experiencing that is because you're uncomfortable with that. And so spirit will continue to put you in circumstances where you have to break past that barrier. So like, if you just stayed home and put yourself in the corner and never interacted with people, you wouldn't be experiencing that. Like, you will continuously experience things like that. And it's, again, the blurry faces reference that spirit always explains to me. The faces, the circumstances will change, but it's all the same lesson. And so you're going to encounter people in your life that constantly, like, you're like, and don't project on it. And you acknowledge that. Now you're not even at the point where you're projecting onto them. You're taking it on yourself and saying, what is it about me? There's nothing about mm-hmm. you. It's a lesson that you have to learn. You have to be okay with who you are, and don't make apologies for yourself. If you were yourself,
yeah.
if you were with you, and you were constantly, like, every time you go to talk and your spouse was like, oh, don't mind her, she doesn't know what she's saying, that's effing rude. But you're doing it to yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You're doing it. So,
okay.
Like, have some respect
yeah.
for yourself. Yeah. Like, respect
yeah.
yourself. Like, if nothing else,
yeah.
like, look at it that way. It'd be very rude. So, yeah, don't apologize. Like, trust me, that's the biggest thing that mm-hmm. I learned about this. That was where, you know, my fear of stepping out to help others, because, oh my gosh, there's going to be people that are judging me, or, oh my gosh, I'm going to say the wrong things. I say at least 5 times a day the wrong things, but you know what? It's okay, because I laugh at myself all the time. So mm-hmm. just enjoy it. It's fun. Don't take life too seriously.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You're
and I love
welcome.
Your name, Lola.
Yeah.
It's, you have an appropriate name, too, to just be carefree, so enjoy it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ladies.
All right. You're
Thank
so
you.
Welcome. Have a good evening.
Okay. Bye-bye, you too.
Bye.
Okay. All right. So do you want to take one more caller?
Yeah, I think we need to do one more. Absolutely.
All right. Let's see here. I'm going to go with 860. Okay,
hello.
860, you're on live. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amala, and I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
What is your first name again?
It's Amala.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, I remember you. Remember your name.
Yes.
Happy spring to you, too. What is your question this evening?
Sure. You know, you. I think I spoke with you both maybe in January, February, and holy wowness, talking about healing and really spirit provides. I really was loving your conversation with the previous caller because whatever you encounter definitely is for your soul growth. And boy, was it a doozy this past March. But a lot of good stuff came out of it. I really, the more challenging the, it's ironic, right? It's catch 22. The more challenging the experiences, the more you learn. So I basically dropped a bunch of baggage and not realizing that I still had a bunch of clunky baggage with me. And it's never ending story, but my question is actually about a relationship, because it's just, I feel absolutely amazing. It's like I fell in love with myself.
Aww.
Unconditionally, awesome. Of course. Yeah. Yeah. So,
wow. That's awesome. So,
yeah, I am. Okay. Yeah, I'm just really humbled. It's a humbling experience. It's not like I've had an easy, I mean, like we all have obstacles, but I'm also losing my vision. I'm visually impaired. So, yeah, it's just been a wonderful, insightful last couple months. So, anyway, I'll let you guys
know. So, yeah, no, a couple questions. It's funny. Well, sorry, my spirit's like running in my head right now. And I'm like, which direction do I want to go in? first question. Well, so when I feel like there's, I have to just tell you about the visually impaired thing. Cause they were telling me that, I don't know if you've sensed that, like, as your vision has declined, your sense of,
yes.
I mean, that's kind of like the sixth senses, right? Like you've increased in
yes.
other ways in your awareness. This has helped you. And I got chills. They just told me that this is part of like helping you see things at a different level, not with your eyes, but with your emotions and your feelings. Do you understand that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Did it also though happen that did you notice an increase of it, the bad vision when all of this stuff, the breakthrough started to occur?
Yeah, actually I've been seeing
okay.
funky lately. Yeah.
Okay. That's just a confirmation. They were just they were talking over you when you were talking, and I say they, that's my spirit team, and acknowledging that that's part of this. That's why you're having a deeper awakening than you've had in the past, because you're seeing things not through your physical eyes, but through your third eye and seeing things at a different level. So, that's considered a gift from the universe, quite frankly. I know, like, as a human, it's like, well, that's kind of inconvenient, but it's actually for it's for your highest good. And you said something earlier when you started talking, spirit, you know, reminded me life is happening. It's happening for you, not to you. And so the experiences
yeah.
that we incur is for our highest good. You know, people, you get it, but somebody else who's listening probably needs to hear this. You know, we come here to grow and evolve as souls. If you came with all of, like, no, let's be clear, nobody comes into this life unscathed. You know, only the strongest come back here, and they're willing to evolve their souls. And so every experience that you have is for your highest good. It's not happening to you, it's happening for you. So you said it, I just wanted to reiterate it because it's you're spot on. Is there, with this man, is he not in your physical proximity? Because why would I see that you taking bags over to his house, like suitcases or something? I don't know if you've had to visit him or if you're actually going to be moving in with him or what that is. But I see you literally, coming over.
Yeah. I have no idea because I actually dropped the bag, which was him. so I don't know who you're talking about or visiting anybody. No. Like, it could be figurative, but I don't.
Drop the bag.
I'm sorry.
No, so is this man, is he in Does he live close to you?
He did. And it's funny because he felt so distant. It doesn't necessarily have to be close in proximity. But, yeah, he was very distant from me. Not emotional. He wasn't emotionally available. Yeah.
Okay. So are you guys still together, though? Is that what you're saying? Are you guys still?
Oh, it's done. I don't know about him.
Oh, okay, got it.
Completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know about you, Tina, but I still want to put her in that space. I'm not sure if that's a lesson or what that is, but it's not done. Like, I mean, at least from what I'm picking up on, I need a second opinion here, but I don't know what you're getting, Tina, but I don't feel like it's not over, and I'm not implying that you guys are going to get back together, but there's a lesson within that still. I feel like
I'm picking up on a lot. It's
really?
I'm picking up what I am seeing is somebody from, like, behind me. So that would be my past. That spirit saying it's from my past, like, stepping forward. But I feel like, you know, it doesn't feel romantic. I feel like this was a partner that you had before. It didn't work out. I do feel like him coming back in your life as a friendship. Like, I feel like you're going to deal, you know what I mean, kind of smooth things over in time is what I'm seeing. Picking up. If that makes sense. Yeah. So I am picking up, like, they're showing me a circle right now, and you're the only one in the circle. And now's your time to be, you know, taking care of yourself, okay? You know, that self-care, that self-love. And then what I'm seeing at the outer parts of the circle is another male stepping forward. Now, this is somebody that is out of your circle, and so that's how they're showing me in that. If he was in your circle, he would be in the circle with you, but he's out of the circle. And that's about, I would say, like, that's about 6 months out, okay, because I'm getting the number six. I did pull three cards for you, and so, which was just amazing. I love these cards. I mean, I just can't say it enough, and I say it, I think, every show. You know, Angela from Mystic Moon, these cards are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
she's at the retreat too. Oh my God.
Yeah, she's just, oh my, I just love it. But the first card is devotion. And so what I'm feeling from that, from Spirit, is saying, you know, you're devoted to yourself right now. Okay. You drop those bags off, and now, you know what I mean? You're working on that self-care and that self-devotion. The next card was self-worth. And so right now, you know, again, you're working on that self-worth, because I think you needed to increase that, because it feels to me that got lowered a little bit, because I feel like you really gave into this relationship more than what you were giving, okay? That's how it feels to me. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I was giving a lot, and I was, because it's the unconditional heart thing, and that's what was my bottom line. You know what the theme is? I get it now, is that I'm always the mother hen, whether it's a man or male or female relationship. I'm always, it's funny because I'm the so-called disabled person, but I'm always the go-to person. You know how many people have told me I should be a therapist? I mean, it's just like, I'm constantly, because I get it. I totally get people. And
right.
It's exhausting at the same time. So, yeah, basically,
yeah.
I was trying to mend his wounds. And he still, I think that's why maybe you both are seeing him come in the future, because he's a good-hearted man. He just is just not working at his potential, and I'm not doing it anymore. So anyway,
right. And I'm not, and I'm not seeing it as a romantic relationship. I'm seeing it as a friendship.
Yeah.
So, okay. And so the third card that I got was healing. And so you are healing. And so again, these are the three cards that came up for you. And you mentioned it in the beginning of the call too, because I know that we had given you readings before, and we were talking about healing, and here it is, it's coming up again. And so I feel that Spirit, you know, just, you know, cheering you on. They're proud of you, and they're acknowledging that you've taken this time for yourself, for the self-growth and everything that you need. And I think, you know, to continue on that process, because there is somebody on the outside of that circle, okay? But I want you to be read, you know what I mean? I want you to be, I know you feel good, and I want you to continue feeling good and continue that work. and then let go of that mothering, you know, because I think it's, and believe me, I've done it too. And I've done it in past relationships where, you know, I just wasn't getting that, you know, that kind of appreciation back. I was always the giver, always giving.
It's the exchange that you're looking for. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
And why not? We deserve what we are, right?
Absolutely.
All of us. We deserve
absolutely
what we are. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I do see it coming for you. And again, I'm getting the number 6 because I'm asking Spirit one more time, you know, how far out. And, you know, I think when, you know what I mean? I think you need to get out a little bit, though, because I think, I know you're ready. And I want you to continue working, but I want you to get out and about, okay? Because I feel like you're not doing that, but I know you're ready. And Spirit's telling me
I am doing definitely things that feed my soul, so that is something and a blessing in and of itself. So, I'm really, really excited about just, you know, it really does feel like a whole big weight, and I know I'm repeating myself, but it really feels good to finally, my heart is in alignment with my head, and that was what the struggle was that my heart wanted to do something else, and I knew what I needed to do, but my heart wasn't there. So
right,
it's nice to be in connection at least with that, of wholeheartedly knowing that there's no way I could go back. It's just like fixing a broken vase. It's never going to go back to the same, you know. Absolutely. Once it's broken, so to speak. But, I mean, there definitely could be a friendship in the future. I definitely honor that. And it's interesting that you guys saw that. So, but.
Yeah. And you're a loving person, you know. You're a kind-hearted soul and, you know, just a beautiful person all around. And I just wanted to let you know that too. You know, I mean, I can feel your energy, and I can look into your energy and just see what kind of person you are. So, you know, that's fantastic. I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, thank you. And it's sometimes it could be hard because I always end up trying to, you know, I'm always like finding these lost souls, like they don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, you know, here I am, you know, so. Anyway, I don't think that
it's your light. It's your light.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And
that's the thing.
That
like,
yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no,
go
and
ahead.
You don't. But it's the awareness of, you know, that, like, I'm a firm believer that, you know, you do. You attract the people in your life that can help you grow. And I feel that's my definition of a soulmate. Like, that's, I feel like in many ways, you know, that person, that catalyst that helps you grow, they're your soulmate. They open that up for you, that karmic relationship. So I honor that, and good for you for understanding and having that awareness around that. And you'll see how circumstances and things change when you really understand and have come to that awareness. You were the one who we had on that was talking about the essential oil. I can't remember the, what was it, the sticky essential oil? What was that name again?
Yeah.
Wasn't that you?
Yeah.
It just popped into my head. I'm like, wait a second.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to another aroma bar. They're addictive. Like, there's my friend, well, acquaintance friend, she does this thing called aroma bar, and she has like 15 scents that she offers that we, it's like a smell part, it's a scent party, and it's so much fun.
Wow.
It's like, who, it's like you're such on a high, like I'm glad I don't drive.
That is so, look at how we've evolved. Like yeah, I'm going to the bar. It's like, okay, no, I mean like the essential aromatherapy bar. Like, men don't get it. Like, my husband would be like, are you kidding me? Like, what the, no, it's not that kind of bar. Oh, that's awesome.
No.
Like, I want to go to the bar. I love
it. And it's so funny because he calls it that, and that's what attracts the people. It's all, like, you name it, right? So she's like, come to my aroma bar. And it's like, oh my
that's
God.
Ingenious.
I'm it's good
I
stuff.
I love that.
It's really,
that's awesome.
Oh my God. Yeah, and I really appreciate both of you. You know, like a couple of months ago, like I said, you guys were like really telling me you got some healing to do, and sure enough, it's been validating your reading from a couple months ago. So sure enough, there was a lot of healing to do. And there still is, of course, but it was some heavy duty. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Right. It's a journey.
So glad
you
know. Yeah. I can't wait. I just can't wait for just my book is coming out this year, and it's going to be it already is coming into fruition.
What's your book?
So.
I'm like, tell us the name.
So basically, just in a nutshell, it's a motivational book. I'm also a speaker, but I've been honestly quiet in the last year because my words needed to come down, and what's happening innocently, I'm speaking from my heart. And then people after my speaking engagements, this is the past, will come up and speak my words. And I'm like, oh, I need to publish this. What is going on? So anyway, you learn trials and tribulations of life. So fast forwarding, I've been, quiet for the last year, and I just finished the first manuscript, so now it's going to be in editing mode, and definitely it's coming out this year. It's really, I'm first-time author to be, and it's basically a motivational book. Yeah, and it's based on themes that, like, let's say there's an ignorance chapter, there is a facing lost chapter, of course, that's chapter one with the vision. And then there's like, you know, setting healthy boundaries and then speaking your truth and you know, seeing insight, you know, and forgiveness chapter. And so it's a memoir / it's based on something happens with my life and I go get emotional in the chapter. And then what's the gemstone lessons that I learned from that? The wisdom. So that's the premise of each chapter.
Very
good.
Well, you'll have to let us know when it's published so you can come on here and talk about that. And we can have you on the show if you're open to that.
I would love to. I'm hoping for the, like, because I don't know how publishing is going to go, but I'm hoping, my goal is September to have it out, like, out for everybody. So it's very doable because now I'm in editing mode, and that should be. I have a solid manuscript because I had a writing coach that helped a lot. I hired her for the last year. I was really serious about it, and I'm just like, we have the punctuation down, we have all that down. So it's going to be a lot easier with the editing process. So.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you were talking earlier, that card, it was out fall. And so, without a doubt. And it's funny because I was getting all these cards. I was when you were talking to Tina, and I didn't really say anything about them, but everything you just said is in these cards, metamorphosis, communication. And that's basically, you know, this book has been healing for you in terms of being as you write the words. It's totally.
I wanted to say one last thing to you both. I loved what you said at the beginning about surrendering. So true. I love that. That's just a great reminder. So thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep in touch and let us know. And we'll definitely have you on the show and talk about your book, and it'll be amazing. That's all. And essential oils, because you know a lot about that. Like the bar scene these days, like the new age bar scene.
I wish you guys lived closer. I would just totally like give you some. Like here's a sniff of this, a sniff of that. You know, so it's funny.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for your show. It's a blessing just hearing you. I love your show. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Keep shining and happy weekend to you. Take good care.
All right.
You as
you
well.
Too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's so
all
sweet.
Right. I know. Oh my gosh. I was like, wait a second. I was hearing like essential oils in my head, and I was like, why? Oh, she was that. Okay. That's awesome. We'll have to have her on. That's so cool. I love that. You know, that's the other thing too. At the retreat, I met all these amazing people that when I went, I kind of thought I was going to be a part of it, like, or be a participant. And then I ended up being a facilitator. every person there could have been in my shoes facilitating the event, because everyone has such an amazing gift. And I think there's so many that don't, I think you just have to get out there, and whatever that gift looks like, it looks different for everyone. You know, a lot of people are like,
right.
Am I going to be a medium? Is this what I'm going to do? And it's like if you surrender, spirit will align. You've spent a whole life, you know, doing certain things that, that have served you. And now it's time to redirect those and serve others. And spirit will use you in the best way. I mean, you know, as moms, we're able to help people through that way. You know, there's just different, that's what the amazing thing is about every type of light worker, healer, whatever you want to call anyone, regardless of the label. We are all, if people really understood, we're all here to serve each other. And that's all it's about. And spirit will use you in any way that's for the highest and greatest good for all involved. And so,
absolutely.
I just love that. I love when somebody's stepping into that space and honoring who they are. So,
yeah, it's beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, we made it, Tina.
We did it.
We got through. I know. We did it. All right. Do you have any fun weekend plans?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going tomorrow. I'm taking the day off. I'm going out for the day. I have no plans. It's just whatever we do, you know, we don't have any plans, but we're just going to be spontaneous about it and kind of have a free day. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that. How about yourself?
Very, very cool. My son has his first baseball game. So hopefully we'll see. I don't know. He doesn't like to go out of his comfort zone. He had his first school musical the other day for kindergarten, and he literally started hyperventilating when he saw all the parents, and they had to pull him off stage. They're like, we've had one other child do that. And I'm like, he's like, they were all looking at me. So he gets a little stage fright. So it's definitely, you know, it's no accident that, like, I'm like, you know, it'd be so easy for me just to tell him to sit on the sidelines and you don't ever have to do anything. But I push him a little bit because, you know, there's no growth on the sidelines. So,
that's right.
At least not permanently. Right. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully he plays. Even if he just goes out there, that's all that matters. So, yeah. So
that's right.
It's so nice, as always, connecting with you. And hopefully next week Kimberly can be back on and talking about the healing technique that she uses. And we'll make sure to get all that. But we took care of it, so it's all good. Well, awesome. All right.
It's all good.
Well,
all
thanks,
right.
Everyone. Have a fantastic
everyone.
Weekend. All right.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.